This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with CEO and Foundation Board Member Roxanne Schottel at the Washington County Hospital, and we talked about how and why childcare in the community is so important. Washington County Hospital and Family Medicine of Washington County bought a house to open up a new daycare because childcare is a critical part of a thriving community. The hospital had a community meeting on September 11th at the Washington County Hospital dining room. They wanted the community's input for next steps with this particular endeavor, and Roxanne was very pleased with how it went.
I thought it went well. I thought that we had more people than I expected. We had 19 that came, which I was very, very pleased with. There was no decision made at the meeting, but a lot of good information, a lot of good input. We had daycare providers. We had parents that need daycare. We had community members that are just interested in helping. So there was a wide variety of open communication, which I thought was great.
The house that the hospital bought used to have a daycare in the basement, so that'll help with starting the new daycare.
It's at 11 North D Street. There was a daycare in the basement before, and that's why we bought the house.
Opening a daycare can be hectic, but the community would be a big help with this new daycare, especially being a volunteer.
Find someone to run it. Think outside the box. Talk to your neighbors, your friends, anybody that's interested in running a daycare. At this point is our number one. We did have a lady at the meeting that is willing to write grants or help us write grants once somebody is found to run it. So that will be very helpful. As far as furnishing the daycare, the community could be of great support once we do find somebody to run it, possibly helping, you know, with toys or things like that that the grant doesn't cover. Something else we've talked about is if and when we're up and running is having volunteers come in for an hour a day or something to read to the children. So there's many different ways the community can become involved. In fact, at the meeting last night, we even talked about a community daycare. I think it's Hiawatha that possibly has a community daycare. And so we will probably be reaching out to them to see how that works.
Opening a new daycare is an awesome idea. So we have to give the Washington County Hospital and their board of directors for this amazing idea and how they came up with it as well.
The board of directors, the hospital board of directors. If and when it gets opened, employees, the staff, children will have first choice. And that's why we wanted to open it, because we were having problems hiring staff because they didn't have daycare. And so that evolved into us hopefully opening a daycare.
Having goals is always a good idea for anything. And Roxanne wants to help the children in the community as much as she can.
Just to serve as many children as we can.
They don't know when the new daycare is going to open yet. They still need someone to run it. They have everything else in place, but that one special person to step up and get them going.
The only thing that's stopping us is finding somebody to run the daycare. I have the children. I have the location. I just cannot find anybody to run it. The hospital will provide the space and no rent paid. They will pay for the utilities, but I just cannot find anyone to run it.
I want to thank Roxanne Schottel for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. And if you'd like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.